What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Cheapest and easiest way often to give a room or maybe an entire house a whole new look. But rather than just lashing into it yourself, what are the things that you need to consider and maybe take a little bit of advice from the professionals? My home squad today, founder and creative director of Roisin Lafferty. Roisin Lafferty herself is with me, as is Oisin Butler from Oisin Butler Limited, painting and decorating specialists. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, thanks brilliant for joining us. Roisin, your advice for people, I suppose first of all, there's two things to consider if you're thinking of changing the paint or you're thinking of painting yourself. So if people are looking for interior paint for their home, what's the first thing they need to consider from the colour perspective?
Well, first of all, it needs to be colours that they love, and absolutely need to get a million samples. Get three times more samples than you think. I know they cost money, but they save money in the long run. Paint and colour looks different in every type of light, in every different aspect, depending on the room. So you might look at a colour in a shop or on Instagram or on Pinterest and think it's your colour. Until you see it on a wall in the room you want to paint it in, don't
so
order
loads
a large
of samples,
batch of it.
Yes, right. Yes. Oisin, your advice on the paint?
Well, what Roisin said there, definitely put up samples, but also, if you're going to get a sample, use that particular brand. You'll see a lot of people get Farm Wall Paint and go, okay, we love the colours, but we don't want to pay the price. So we'll just get it mixed into another brand.
Okay.
This doesn't work. You'll get a close match or a kind of a match, but it'll never be the same. So if you're going to do that, then get the colour matched into the other brand, the Fleetwood or Dulux or whatever, and put that up and look at it. It's probably the best way.
Good advice. And if you're thinking of undertaking the painting yourself, Roisin?
Well, then you have to do the thing I hate the most, which is the prep work, which I'm sure Oisin will have a lot more. I like, you know, that instant gratification of the roller on the wall and look, bam, impact. But reality is it's all in the prep work. That is just a small amount. And the prep work, you want it to last. You're going to take your time to do it. It's all in the prep work.
That's exactly it. You can't say more than that. It's prep work and planning. So if you're going to do it yourself and you're not used to it, you need to stop and think, well, how much paint do I need? What am I going to paint? How am I going to do it? Where am I going to start? Where am I going to finish? And then when you do get into it,
seems obvious, but I'm just trying to think of my own experience. That's definitely not what happened.
Well, that's the thing. Like a lot of people don't consider how much paint am I going to need for this room. You start painting, then you run out of paint halfway through. It's a Sunday and the paint shop's closed. So that's it.
I just remember COVID. I decided to paint brick room and, you know, the cleaning, the dusting, the priming, all of those lovely things that you don't want to do.
That's the thing. Exactly. Everyone thinks you just lash a coat of paint on the wall and you're done. You can't.
Now, listener questions. 087 1400 106 is the number. This texter bought an old house and they're doing it up. We've had to install the radiators before we got a chance to paint behind them. We bought Akova radiators. So there's big gaps in them where you can see the wall. How will I paint it now?
Can you take the radiator off the wall?
In the first instance, if they can't?
They can. Yes, but they can disconnect the water. It can be done. And best case scenario is to get the radiator sprayed to match the colour of the
walls. Completely with Roisin on that one, 100%.
Right, yeah. So they need to take them back off.
Yeah, well, take them back off. Exactly. That's the best way of doing it. And if you can't do it, then you're not doing it as well as you should. What Roisin said there is if you can spray the rads to look the same colour as the walls and you get behind the rad with a rad roller, that'll do you in a pinch. Mm. But ideally, you get the rads off.
Okay. I love the trend of colour drenching, but I'm worried about painting all the skirting boards, not liking it and finding it hard to cover the colour with white. Is that usually a problem? First of all, what is colour drenching?
It is what you should do. I've never heard that term, though. I'm definitely going to use it. Colour blocking. So in general, what it is think about it. You walk into a room. What do you want to focus on? Do you want to focus on a skirting board? Because not normally. A skirting board, architrave, doors, windows. those things are not always the feature. So by painting them in with the wall and continuing it onto the ceiling.
Oh, just the one colour?
All the one right. colour. What you effectively do is you disappear them. They don't catch your yeah. eye. So suddenly the room feels bigger. It tends to feel way warmer, way softer. You won't regret it, honestly, is really the point. Like, I've done it for years in so many different right. colours. Do it well. Make sure that you get the right paint for the different finish. So that's the tedious part. You that's think it. It's easy because you're doing it all in one colour. But, you know, for timber, you need a different paint than you need for walls, for ceilings. But at the same time, the effect is brilliant.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with you completely, Roisin. It looks well, looks really, really well all the time. It never fails to look well, but you have to get all the colours the same. So if you're going to use one brand, you have to use that brand for your ceiling, your walls and an eggshell okay. or something on the skirting boards.
This listener is wondering, what's the difference between organic and non-organic paints? Are the organic paints worth the additional cost?
I would say no, but...
What difference does organic paint mean or
I'm
bring?
Not really sure. I've seen it bandied around. They are a lot more expensive, but I'm not sure where the value is, to be honest with you.
Is it how they're produced, I wonder?
I don't know organic. Where I do know the difference is if you have lime plaster versus, say, sand and cement, there's breathable paints, which actually most paints are becoming breathable now. There's a different composition on the plaster and you want
okay.
the, say, for example, on a period house, the walls need to breathe so that you don't get damp.
Okay.
The paint needs to be breathable, but I'm not sure on organic.
Exactly, that's exactly it.
This listener says, I'm painting skirting boards and find the paint is going on slightly bubbly. I think it's the roller that I'm using. Is there a certain type that I should be looking out for?
Yeah, there's different types, but there's also preparation as well. Like, you've got to clean, like, it is preparation. You have to clean the woodwork first before you paint it, and then you've got to sand it as well. So once you've done that, the roller shouldn't really bubble too much. But if it's a foam roller, that might work. So I'd recommend changing to a mohair sleeve roller and using a brush to lay off the paint once you've applied it with the roller. That should remove the problem.
Use a brush then after?
Oh yeah, so okay. apply with the roller, lay it off with a brush.
This listener has sent in, Roisin, two photographs. It must be their kitchen actually, the roof and the wall. They had to replaster parts of the ceiling where the spotlights were put in the wrong place, trying to paint over the plaster. It isn't working. It's a totally different colour to the ceiling. What can I do? There's already been several costs involved. Any suggestions for that, Dexter?
Roisin's probably yeah. better for that one.
Well, straight off, they haven't painted the entire ceiling. They've just painted one spot of plaster, so that's probably the problem. They're going to have to paint that spot a few times and then repaint the entire ceiling.
The entire ceiling has to be repainted.
Exactly. Okay. Unless they've got the exact same batch paint that was used originally, it's not going to match in, you know?
So there's no point in just painting over where the spots had to be moved?
No, not at all. It looks like two different brands of paint there as well.
So, right. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting that sticking with the one paint brand for...
But it is, like Roisin said there, it's every batch...
Yeah.
Can be different.
Can have a slight difference, okay. yeah.
This listener says, I want to paint a dark north-facing bedroom. It's cream and I don't want that again. I've been looking at dark and light greens, so what would be the best? Light colours seem to make the room look cold. What will you recommend?
Sometimes you need to go with that feeling that you want. And if you want that kind of intimate, cosy sanctuary, yes, do go with dark. Like
a bottle green nearly.
Yeah, a really, really rich, like studio green, Farrow and Ball. There's some beautiful, really, really dark greens that, again, get the tone right, whether you want a kind of earthy, mucky green or whether you want it more of a kind of dark grey green. Try samples, but 100% to get the effect, carry it onto the ceiling and onto the woodwork.
Definitely.
It's dramatic, but the result is actually calmer because if you put dark paint on the walls and then you've white on the ceiling, that's too garish a contrast when you're in that room.
And also as well, if you're doing it yourself and you're not a professional and you're doing ceilings and walls the same colour, you don't have to worry about wobbly lines or getting masking tape or trying to straighten anything out. It's so much easier.
To just paint the whole lot in the one colour.
It looks well. You can't go wrong. It always looks well. I've had a lot of customers go, oh, I'm not sure. This is good. No, yeah. I don't think so. And every time they're like delighted. It looks awesome. It's just, you know, it was a good choice.
I want to paint a 30-year-old concrete internal garage wall. It's never been painted. So do I need to use a primer?
100%, yeah. So, well, you need to dust it down, clean it down first. You're probably best using a stabilising solution, like a water-based stabilising solution. And then if it's that type of wall, I'd probably use an exterior paint like Weathershield or something like that to go over the top.
What I found from not prepping my brick wall properly was you end up spending double the amount on paint because it keeps absorbing into the wall.
Yeah. This listener's gone for simple colours in their hall and landing, but they'd love a colourful stair runner. Do you know of any Irish companies that make them? All I can find are the very standard plain cream carpet-esque runners. That's exactly what I have.
100%. Connemara carpets are amazing. They can make anything you like. They have a massive range of colours and you can customize it for you. There's a lot of different options.
So Connemara carpets is Connemara who you'd recommend
carpets
that listener look at
for you. Yeah, okay.
We're thinking of painting our house externally. The house is about 20 years old and this would be the first time painting it. Will we require a sealant first? I do know that you have to water down the first coat before applying the second and third. So how many coats is enough, Ushing?
Yeah, well, it takes as many coats as it takes first. But even before that, you need to use a fungicidal wash. That would be the best move just in case you've got any kind of lichen or anything going on outside. So kill off anything on the surface. Then if you don't need to use a stabilizer, if it's not chalky, then you can skip the stabilizer. If it's kind of chalky, definitely use a stabilizer. And then, yeah, water down your first coat, maybe 30%. And then your next coat, maybe 10%. And just keep applying it. If you're going with something like a white, it's going to take more coats to cover. If you're going with a darker color, it'll take less coats. But you keep applying it till it's done.
Till it's done. How many weeks in advance would you need to do that first step?
Days in advance.
Oh, really? You can do them pretty quickly after each other.
Yeah, but you want to get a really dry day, like a really good sunny
day. Well, you've been waiting. Well, it'll not be this week anyway. Yeah. I don't know what part of the country they're in, but this texter says, are you supposed to caulk around the sockets before or after painting? I read somewhere it was before, but doesn't seem like it makes sense since it blends the paint into the socket better. I have no idea what that listener's talking about.
Yeah, well, so if you put a socket onto the wall, you're going to have a wee gap going all the way around it. So when you paint up to it, the gap's not going to be filled.
Yeah.
So if you cork's like a flexible filler in a gun, you kind of squirt it around.
Of course.
Yeah, and you
did not know that.
There you go, you wipe it off. So
that's what it's called.
Cork, that's it.
So you need to do that?
Yeah, you should do that.
Yeah.
You should do that beforehand.
Listeners wondering about the sort of dark colours that are kind of very on trend at the moment, particularly in the likes of kitchens and kitchen cabinets. Are they going to date? You're saying no.
We do quite a lot of it. Dark kitchen cabinets. Yeah.
I've seen some beautiful blue ones now recently and I think they're great.
Yeah, they do look awesome.
I kind of can't look at another navy kitchen. I'm
really?
Not
with the white island?
Yeah, we've done so many of them. I think the main thing is if you're doing something like that, think about the whole room. Don't just think about the cabinetry. Think about how it works in the whole room, because otherwise you've got this strong, dominant kitchen. How does that work with the ceilings around it, the walls around it, what's on the floor? Look at it together and you need to like how that's going to be, because it is an investment. It is tedious painting a kitchen as well. Yeah. Like, and it looks great and it lasts, but you need to love it. So my recommendation would be more to carry that colour into the wider space.
I'd agree with Roisin. We did our own kitchen at home. We did that, the dark blue, and straight away it was like, this is a mistake. We had to undo it. And
really?
Yeah. It was going to be awesome until we did it. It was quite a bright room.
Yeah.
And we brought the dark blue and it just darkened everything down. It was a disaster.
Finally, I'm painting my house and my arms and my shoulders are destroyed from trying to paint the ceilings. Is there a better way than just holding a long roller brush? I'm too weak, says this texter. I love it.
Get someone else to do it for
you. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Oisin here thrilled with that listener getting in contact. But is it just the long roller? Is that
it's
the only...
just the long roller, yeah. Long roller, that's it, and get on with it.
Yeah, it's a hard... Oisin, I've painted two or three rooms in the house and never again. I just... Yeah.
You're getting a free gym workout?
Yeah. Like, great operation for... I don't know how you do it, to be honest. But anyway, Oisin Butler from Oisin Butler Painting and Decorating Specialist and, of course, founder and creative of... creative director, I should say, of Roisin Lafferty. Is Roisin Lafferty herself. Thanks a million to you both for joining us here on The Home Squad this afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.